Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with episode 41 of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. And today, the topic's going to be, what do we do when life throws obstacles into our path? Because this happens all the time, that you might be feeling, like I am many days, that 2020 is giving us an unfair share of obstacles. So let's talk about some of the things. Today is September 11th, 2020. That means that we are remembering the 9/11 terror attacks. It was 19 years ago. And this is always a sad day leading up to it and the days afterward. I did lose friends. I had friends that I had known when I lived in Miami years before. I was always in close touch with them. I saw them either in Miami or in New York, and they had offices in the World Trade Center. And every time I was in New York, and especially if I was with a friend or family member, we would go over. I'd call them and tell them I was in town, and I would go over and go up to their floor and be able to look out on the whole city and introduce whoever I had with me, and then we would get together. Before I would leave New York, we would get together for lunch or dinner. And it was very sad. There were 20 people in that office. And just thinking about that, you know, it's hard. And even if you didn't know someone directly, if you weren't directly affected, indirectly, that's something that leaves its mark on us, even if we're not in the United States or not in North America. So that's just one thing. Also, we have the pandemic going on. We are in the middle of, well, I'm saying the middle. It's now been 6 months. This week made 6 months since I had my live event in Los Angeles, my marketing event, which was the last weekend. That was March 5th through the 8th, and that was the last weekend that anybody could have had an event like I had in person and done everything as normal as we had done it for many years before everything happened. Before that weekend was over, a 200-person wedding party had canceled. The flight crews that usually stay at the hotel that I use because of its close proximity to LAX, the airport there, they were checking out, and I was saying, where are you going? And all of them, just four different flight crews, said, we're going home. The flights have been canceled. And by Monday, my group, and it's a small hotel, it's a boutique hotel with about 75 rooms, but by Monday, my group was the only group left at the hotel. It was very, very quiet there Sunday and Monday. And so that's something else, and we don't know how long that's going to be, and I know all of us are weary from everything that we now have to do differently because of COVID-19. You know, we weren't expecting any of these things to happen, but these are obstacles that get thrown into our path. Also, there's politics. We have an election coming up, and for the first time in my memory as an adult voter, I don't think things have ever been so unkind and so questionable as they are this time, no matter which side you're on. So that's something else. Then we have the economy, and the economy's having issues in part because of the pandemic, but then other things come into play. There are so many things, and I love the study of economics and intend to study it further at some point in my future, but for now I'm not an expert in any part of that. But I think we all know that inflation and hard times economically come and go, and right now they're hitting us very, very hard. And again, it's not just in the United States, it's pretty much around the world. Also, there's climate change, and that's become a political discussion, which I don't remember it being long, long ago when I was a younger adult. But now we have the fires in California and Washington State and Oregon, all along the west coast of the United States. We've had bigger and stronger hurricanes than ever before. I was in the first, I had gone back to Florida, and this was 1992, and it was August of 1992, and I was in Hurricane Andrew. I lost everything in the home I was renting. And luckily, I had renter's insurance, but it was very traumatic. It was a long, drawn-out process trying to put everything together after it happened. And that was the first of these super hurricanes that they had not experienced before. Within a few years, more and more of them starting to come, and now it seems like it's almost every year. Sometimes they're having two together. So more obstacles in our path. You may have family issues. You may have health issues. There are so many things that are going on. So what do we do? I believe we have to be a person who has true grit, which means that we stay strong. We make the best of everything, and we look for the silver lining. We look for the opportunities that will come our way because of the traumatic events, all the things that are happening in our lifetime, in our lives personally, and in our communities and around the world. And for me, with my business, it's given me an opportunity to serve in a bigger way, and I appreciate that. I have so many more entrepreneurs and people who want to be entrepreneurs and authors coming to me and saying that they want help, that they had started an online business maybe years before, and they decided not to do anything more with it. And now sometimes they've lost a job or a spouse has lost a job, and sometimes they're really in dire straits and they want to pick up where they left off. And I'm happy to give them some advice and some training and get them moving forward. So that's been a joy for me. That's been quite wonderful. So what else can we do? We can volunteer, because our time, our service to other people in our communities really will have a lasting effect on who we are. Because I didn't start volunteering very much. I mean, I did a little bit of it while I was teaching and doing real estate. But back then, I said that I didn't have the time or the money to be a good volunteer. And it wasn't true. I always would have had a few hours on a Saturday once a month, and I would have had a few dollars to donate once a month. So I was making an excuse that if I said it enough times, it was my truth. I believed it to be so. But when I came online and started volunteering with Rotary and various groups that I'm still connected with to this day, and that's been, you know, 14 and a half years, I realized I could have been doing things sooner. So what can you do in your community? What I'm finding with the groups that I'm volunteering with is they're really going out of their way to make sure that the volunteers are so, so safe. So there's nothing that I've done at a senior center, at a Boys and Girls Club, with anything with Rotary, with the testing sites. I've volunteered for testing sites in both of the cities where I live in. And there's never been a moment where I thought, gee, what was I thinking? I'm not feeling safe right now. Never. So they're very, very hyper aware of that, and there's so many great opportunities. Plus, you don't have to volunteer in a formal way. Also, there are groups online. There's a group called Just Serve. I think it's justserve.org. That might be available where you live, so go there and take a look at what's available. I was looking the other day, and I was surprised at new groups that have come up and need volunteers. But take a look at everything, and also you don't have to do it in a formal way with an organized nonprofit or charitable organization. Instead, you have friends or neighbors that could be in need. So however you communicate with people, because no one's an island, we all have friends and neighbors somewhere, and hopefully not too far away. I know that when I'm either walking my dogs or going for my daily walk, I see people that sometimes I've never seen them before, or I haven't seen them for a period of time. So in Santa Clarita, it's been 14 years. So there are people that have been there, you know, at some part of that period of time. And in Santa Barbara, I've been there for, in the house where I am now, for coming up on 3 years. So not as many neighbors and not as much length in relationship building. But I always say hello, and day in, day out, you get to see the people over and over. And sometimes they'll tell you, you know, oh, you know, nice to see you. I wish I could be walking. I'm late for work. And then I would say, it's okay. You know, maybe I'll see you on Saturday. And then if they have a moment, I'll say, what kind of work do you do? And I can get into just a 2-minute conversation and find out some details about them. And over the course of these months, and I've only been walking again since the pandemic began, because I didn't take care of my health over the years, and I gained weight and stopped exercising. And so it's renewed health for me during this time, which I appreciate very much. But when I'm connecting with these people, I'm finding out how I could serve them. And at first I was shocked, and then I realized I shouldn't be shocked that even though people may be living in a nice area, in a nice home, driving a nice car, it doesn't mean that they have enough money for the basics, for the essentials right now. And many times they will confide in you that, yeah, they really need something, because I like to be the person who helps. I like to be the person that in the beginning, during the first month and a half, when there was no bathroom tissue, no cleaning supplies, I would be the person that would wait in line to get into Costco or Sam's Club and would buy what they would allow me, usually one of something, and knowing that I already had some at home. And especially with the bathroom tissue, I buy the big one, so I have like 9 4-packs, 36 rolls, 9 4-packs, and I would give them to people that would tell me they just couldn't get to the store or they were short of cash. They really appreciated it for whatever reason. Also, some people don't have the health to wait in line and go in to those stores. And during that first 6 weeks, I was going once a week. And it was really wonderful to be able to share in that way. So volunteering, helping people one-on-one, because I'll tell you, when we help people, it's such a wonderful feeling knowing that you're doing the right thing. You're not just ignoring the people close by in your community, because I've been through Hurricane Andrew. I've also been through the Northridge earthquake. Who are the people during those first days, and in my case, both of the times, into that first, 10 to 14 days that you depend on and they depend on you? Because, I do not wish that you ever go through a natural disaster of any kind. But when you do, all of a sudden, those people are the ones that are there for you. They become extended family immediately. And so that's a wonderful way to start connecting with them right now. And if you don't have a dog to walk, just go on a walk or ride a bicycle, something like that. So what else do I do? What else am I doing during this time? Because I want to have some fun. Well, today I started a book club over at Amazon. It's something brand new that they have. And if you want to join my book club, you can either search by my name, search for Connie Reagan Green, or search for the name of the book club. It's called Online Marketing and Productivity for Entrepreneurs and Authors. And I know it's a long title. I wanted to get all the keywords in there, but there aren't so many. This is a new feature of Amazon, so you'll be able to find my book club pretty easily, I believe. And the book we're going to start with is called Designing Your Life, How to Build a Well-Lived, Joyful Life by Bill Burnett and Dave Evans. I've loved this book since it was published about 4 years ago. And if you just want to get the book to get started, just go to connieloves.me/designingyourlife. So the book club is something I'm excited about, because every day I want something new to be excited about. What else am I excited about? I'm excited about the Yankees. I became a baseball fan 3 years ago. This is my third season. And, of course, everything got messed up because of the pandemic. And so instead of having, I believe it's 163 games in a season, they finally were able to put together a shortened season of 60 games. And they've played about 47, 48 games. This afternoon, there's a doubleheader. I'm excited. 2 games in the same day, back-to-back, a little break in between. And it turns out in a doubleheader, those games are just 7 innings instead of 9 innings. So the Yankees, they had a bit of a slump for a week to 10 days, and now they've come out of it. They won their last game. So that's something else that I'm excited about. So another thing that I do with my family, because I'm always looking for something fun to do with family members, because we've decided to be together. First we called it quarantining together. Now we're just living together because we have plenty of room, and there's 6 of us, and it's so wonderful. So something that I started last month, I guess, August or September, I get a magazine about once a month, and it gives coupons from local restaurants that wants you to come and get to-go orders, because the restaurants aren't open inside. They're open for outside dining now, but we're interested in the takeout primarily. And I give everybody the coupons, and we're all allowed to pick one. And usually there's 20 to 25 in this little magazine that I get. And so each of us choose one. If there's an overlap, that one of the people can choose another one or not. We can have less than six. That's okay. And then during the next couple of weeks, we order takeout from the restaurant. So it helps the restaurant, which is helping the economy, which is us being part of the solution instead of adding to the problem. And we always want to think of it that way. We want to be part of the solution. And it gives us a chance to try a new place, perhaps. If it's a place that we've been to before, then we might be trying something else. And it's just something fun that we can do. So I want you to think about your life. Think about what's going on now. Think about your life and what happens when obstacles come your way. Because when we practice doing an excellent job, when obstacles are coming our way that are huge, and right now we're going to have to say it's huge, just think what it's like when the huge obstacles get smaller and we are just dealing with our day-to-day life, our family, our friends, and our business. It makes it much easier to be a problem solver and really have great success. So I hope that you're excited by some of what I'm sharing, and I would love to hear from you. So connect with me either on ConnieReaganGreen.com, that's one of my main blogs, or on Medium.com, where I'm Connie Reagan Green. And Reagan is R-A-G-E-N, and Green is green like the color, no E on the end. Connie is the traditional spelling, C-O-N-N-I-E. Or go over to Twitter, where I'm just Connie Green. Connie Reagan Green is one letter too many, so I'm just Connie Green on Twitter. And I would love to hear from you. So again, this is Connie Reagan Green with another episode of Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing.